Hello, all you naughty boys and girls of Literotica. You knew I couldn't stay away forever. It sure felt like it, though. Retirement was boring, and I missed submitting stories here on Lit so much. I missed recording stories for all of you, too. So I've decided to get back to being the oral sex goddess that I am. I've still got my mailing list addresses. Do you want to be on my mailing list, too? I send out emails when I submit a new story to Literotica. If you want to be on my mailing list, or if you're interested in some custom-made, personal audio erotica, contact me at ravenfoxaudio, all one word, no spaces, at gmail.com. I'd really love to hear from you. So, this story you're about to hear is all about a mall Santa and elf fucking their way onto the naughty list. There's a surprise taboo twist, so if you don't like taboo kink, stop here and check out some of my more standard stories, like Robbie Light. But if you are up for a naughty surprise in your stocking and in your pants, listen and enjoy. Oh, this is my entry into the Winter Holidays contest for the Survivor contest, too, so vote for me. Vote, vote, vote. And leave feedback comments. But mostly vote. Click that fifth star for me, baby. You know it turns me on. And now for Santa Stuffs My Stocking. So sit back, relax, and let me take you into my fantasy. If one more snot-nosed brat screams when I put him on Santa's lap, I'm gonna lose it. I just want to say, look, kid, this is something you should have discussed with your mother before you got to the mall. It's nobody's fault but your own. I don't care if you are only three. When Mom said, "We're gonna go see Santa," you should have pitched your little temper tantrum then. It's too late now. Now, wipe your nose and smile for the camera. But I can't say that. And it's not the kid's fault that I had the most horrible job with the stupidest costume that a person can have at this time of year. I am an elf. Yeah. Usually I sell cosmetics here at the mall, but I had the chance to make some extra cash and couldn't pass it up. So instead of spending my weekend going out and partying, I'm spending it wrestling kids into Santa's lap and passing out candy canes, whether they deserve them or not. The seasonal toy store in the mall, called Santa's Workshop, how original, insists that the kiddos get their candy and free Santa photo no matter how much of a headache they cause me. It was a genius marketing idea. Kids tell Santa what they want for Christmas, and then Mom can go into the toy store and buy it right on the spot for little Johnny or Jenny. And they're making a killing, and killing me in the process. The free photo op keeps the line so long from the time the mall opens until it closes. The only highlight of this entire elf gig has been Santa, also known as Rick from the sporting goods store. Rick has a really deep voice, gorgeous blue eyes, and needed the cash, too. So he's been playing Santa this year. But that wasn't the highlight I meant. My fun came in Santa's workshop after the mall closed. Rick and I picked up an extra hour's pay by staying and straightening up the toy store after the mall closes. By the time we're done, the mall cop that patrols the place at night would have been doing his parking lot check, and Rick and I have the place to ourselves. Ever fucked on a pile of teddy bears? How about in a ball pit? And then there was that time we used one of those vibrating baby toys on my clit. Oh, yeah. We really got adventurous last weekend, and I rode him as he bounced around on one of those giant bouncy balls. It was so good. But the best, that had to be when he pushed the top of a toy bowling pin into my pussy while his dick was in my ass. If I'd known Rick was such a great lay, I might have given him a try before now. He's a lot of fun. But tonight, I don't even have that much to look forward to. Rick had to go to his grandmother's birthday party or something, so there was a different guy filling in for him. And I'd been running late, so I didn't even get to meet the guy before our shift started. And all night, I've been wondering who he is. He's way better with the kids than Rick. And his voice sounds kind of familiar. He must work in one of the other stores here, making a little extra holiday cash. Over the last few weekends, I've gotten into the habit of getting some before I headed home. And all I'd been able to think about since I found out Rick wasn't here was that all I was going to get tonight was a bubble bath and some quality time with my dildo. But about halfway through the shift, I got this idea in my head and started pushing my tits into this new Santa's face whenever I put a kid down on his lap or helped one off. And I brushed my hip against him a few times, too. He didn't object. And then I felt him squeeze my ass. Ah, so he did notice. Rick and I weren't dating or anything. We were just co-worker fuck buddies. No reason why this new Santa couldn't scratch this elf's itch after hours, too. That idea sure helped the rest of the shift go by quickly. I hoped he wasn't ugly or anything. You really couldn't tell behind the beard and with the hat and the glasses. I wish I could have placed his voice, figured out which store he worked at. The rest of the shift went by much faster when I realized I was going to get my stocking stuffed after all, just as soon as the mall closed down. Oh, they made one hell of a mess in here today, didn't they? This is going to take a while to clean up. I guess we'd better get to it. Hey, what are you doing? Wait, we have to... Wait a minute! I know, honey. I'm anxious, too. And I'm all for doing it here in the stockroom. I'm glad this tight little costume gets you hot and bothered. But we have to straighten up the store first. What are you doing? Okay. You want me to suck your dick? Little appetizer? I guess I can do that. Aren't you going to take off your beard and stuff? Okay. Whatever you want, Santa. It's kind of kinky sucking your dick before I even know what you look like. Oh. Your cock's already so hard. Oh, yeah. Tastes so good. That's it. That's it, big boy. Fuck my face. You like that? Like it when I gag on your cock? That's it, baby. Give me that pre-cum. Is this what you were picturing when you squeezed my ass? Oh. Come on, Santa. Give me a nice, creamy Christmas present. A treat for your naughty girl. Come for me, baby. Now that's a Christmas treat. Okay. Now, we really need to get to work. Hey, what are you doing? I said after we get the store straightened. I'm not going to get in trouble because you can't keep it in your pants. Yeah, I want you to take off the beard. I've seen what you look like below the waist. How about above? Oh, fuck! Daddy? What the hell? What do you think you're doing? I didn't know it was you! But you knew it was me! I can't believe you did that to your own daughter. That's fucking sick. Me? I'm a slut? Well, so what? Yeah, I was coming on to you all day because I didn't know it was you. No, I don't make a habit of flirting with guys I don't know. But Rick and I have been... Well, I've gotten into a lot of that habit lately. I'm sorry. No, I'm not a whore. Please don't call me a whore. Daddy, what? No. No, you're not going to spank me. I'm a grown woman, Dad. No, I'm not bending over the table. Fuck you. No, please, Dad. If you tell the manager, I'll get fired, and so will Rick. No, you can't tell Mom! Please, Dad! Don't... Okay. You can spank me. That'll really teach me a lesson. And I won't do it anymore, I promise. See, I'm leaning over the table. You can do whatever you want, okay? Hey, not on my bare ass, Daddy. Oh... This is so embarrassing. Go ahead and get it over with. A 1, 2, 3, 4, ow, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14, 15, I can't help it if my pussy's wet. It was your idea to spank me. It's not my fault that I like being spanked. Oh, Daddy. Oh, my ass is on fire. Oh, and your fingers feel so good inside my pussy. Oh, finger fuck me and spank me. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You've got me all turned on now. I don't care that you're my daddy. And that I'm your daughter. Just please don't stop fingering my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, I'm so wet. You got me. You got me really, really wet. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you spanked my naughty little ass. Oh, fuck my pussy with your big fingers. Oh, yeah. You make me come. Please, Daddy, make me come. Wait. Dad, no, you can't do that. Not your cock. Oh my God, you can't be inside me. I'm your daughter. No, please don't. Please. Oh, Daddy. I know it's bad, but it feels so fucking good. Oh, God, Daddy. You're so big. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Yeah. Oh, I'm so full. Fill up your little girl's pussy so well. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Fuck my little wet pussy. Like I know you always wanted to. Take me from behind. Oh, fuck me while you look at that ass you turned cherry red. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, if I'm really, really bad, can I have another spanking? Oh, please, Daddy. Oh, yeah, I know you always wanted to fuck me. Oh, fuck your baby girl. Oh, you nasty daddy. I'll tell you a secret. I'd have let you have my sweet little cunt before if you'd spanked me more. Yeah, I love being spanked. Yeah, spank your slutty little girl, Daddy. Oh, I've been such a naughty girl. Yeah. Oh, God, I feel so good. Yeah. Fuck me, Santa. Is this what you do to all the girls on your naughty list? Oh, Daddy, oh, pound me harder, harder, harder. Treat me like your little whore. Oh, that's it. Oh, give your naughty girl the punishment she deserves. Oh, yeah, punish me, Daddy. Punish me with your big fat cock. Oh, that's it, Daddy. Oh, rub my clit while you fuck me. Oh, rub your baby girl's hard little clit. Make me come. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pussy's so fucking wet. Oh, yeah, pound me. Oh, pound that cunt harder. Oh, you made me come. Yeah. Yeah, come on, Daddy. Oh, fuck your baby girl. Oh, make your baby girl come all over your big, big cock. Oh, God, I had no idea you were so fucking huge. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck me, Daddy. Fuck me, Daddy. Please. Second load in my pussy. Oh, come inside me. Come inside me. Daddy. Oh, that was so fucking good. If I'd known being a slutty little elf would have earned a spanking and a fucking like that, I would have bought this costume and worn it all year round. Oh, Merry Christmas, Daddy.